What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts,
and Catherine
and Caroline. Today, we're talking about body image, and it's a topic that I think is long overdue for us. You know, we talk about it so much on Instagram, on TikTok, with you guys, like in whatever way that may be. And I think that we've always known that, like, obviously, it's something that we want to cover extensively, but it's been something...
And I mean, we have covered it in, like, little microdoses throughout our episodes, but we've been waiting to make a full episode about this because it's something that we want to be able to dedicate, you know, enough time and effort and energy in to talking about this because it's something that is so important and something that we all know and experience.
Yeah, so body image in the sense of... You know, why so many of us experience negative body image, how we can fix that and turn it around to have a positive body image, how having that negative body image can affect so many different aspects of our life, and how we can all together try to change it for the better and make it positive. So before we get into that, let's set a goal for the week.
So this is my last, I have like 3 more days of classes and then it's finals week. So my goal for the week is just to get through it and, like, do my best with school right now and, you know, put my focus on making sure I learn everything I need to learn and get all my work done.
And Catherine got really, I guess, I don't know, you could say lucky in a sense.
I kind of don't, like, I don't have in-person exams. They're all online, so the second I'm done with classes and I don't have a reason to be in person here, like, I'm going to go home.
Valid.
Right?
Yeah, I think with business in general, we found that, like, our classes are kind of 50-50, whether you have a final exam or whether you have, like, a final project or big paper or something. And so she just has one, like, actual exam.
Besides,
and then
like,
a bunch projects, of
projects that have due dates on our final exam day, I have one, like, lockdown browser online exam. And yeah. I'd much rather take it at home than trying to, like, going to the library and taking it here.
So this is our last week of school for this semester. And then Catherine's leaving right after that. And then I have to stay for a few days for finals. But still,
I'm coming back for the weekend.
We're really getting down to the wire here. We're really, like, getting towards the end of the semester. And I know
a lot
of you guys
then
are... What?
We're moving.
So I know that a lot of you guys are right in there with us, whether you're in high school, college, I mean, even if you're just working and it's,
like
a busy,
like,
Q4,
time,
you know, Q4. But, you know, a lot of us are getting to this kind of final push with whatever it is. You might be feeling a little bit burnt out. You might feel so ready for it to be over. So just know that we are with you with that, and you are so close, and you've been working way too hard to give up on yourself now and to give up on it now. So you're so close. Just keep going. And that's kind of my goal for the week, you know, just finish this last week strong. And also, I've honestly been feeling in kind of a funk with my routine these past few weeks. Like, I have not been getting up very early. I've just been, like, kind of lazy in the mornings and stuff, like, every morning and just, like, not getting out and starting my day strong and doing things. And I just know that, like, I haven't been feeling good because of it. It's just like not felt good for me. And knowing that this last week is super busy and super important for me to, you know, be on top of it and feel good, my goal this week is to consistently wake up relatively early and get my day started strong, get to the gym without, you know, wasting time in the morning like I feel like I've been doing, because that just starts my day really strong. So that's my goal.
So let's get into it. Body image. Literally, every single person is aware of body image.
Yeah.
They're affected by body image. And
I wouldn't even say you're affected of it, because everyone just has a body image.
Yeah.
You know, it's like your image and perception of your own body.
But some crazy things. Girls with goals. Like, we're talking about our experience. I feel like a lot of us probably have shared experiences and similar experiences with this topic, because we're reading up on some stats about this going into the episode, and kind of crazy. By 17, 90% of women have experienced negative body image. So basically everyone.
Yeah. I think it's something...
And the male stats are pretty much up there as well. Like, everyone has experienced this in some negative self-aware capacity.
Yeah, it's kind of sad how just about everyone has this common experience when the experience is literally like thinking negatively of yourself.
Right.
And everyone has experienced it to different levels. I think sometimes it
Oh,
can
of
be
course.
something that's just like a light thing in your life that like comes and goes for moments, but sometimes it can
It takes
be
over
a
everything.
real major thing in your life that kind of overtakes a whole period of your life. And I mean, we've both gone through that a little bit. I know a lot of you have, and it's like not something that you ever want to go through again.
Right, it's
And
not
it's
a
not something that you
comfortable,
wish on.
enjoyable environment when you're in that space,
Yeah,
but
and it's not something that you wish on anyone else either. So, you know, a negative body image, meaning being overly focused on your appearance in a negative way, you know, comparing yourself to unrealistic ideals, thinking that you're not good enough, holding yourself to really high standards, having really unhealthy negative self-talk when you look at yourself, when you think about yourself. And you know, that can lead to low self-esteem, low confidence, disordered eating and exercise, and just really affect your entire mindset on life. It can take over a lot of things.
so, I mean, Caroline said, of course, people experience this to varying extents and throughout their life, throughout your life, you're going to experience it in different ways. I know, I think both of us, Caroline and I, have experienced both that micro and that macro experience of it. You know, micro being, a fleeting moment here and there where you just maybe catch a glimpse of yourself or you feel a little bit off just in that moment. And then a little later, you're totally fine. And then the macro of that being it consumes your thoughts, it consumes your actions, and that's when you kind of break into more long-term negative actions around nutrition or exercise or all of that. And we can all experience both sides of it. And I think those both come from different driving factors.
I'd like to say that for a while now, my overall body image has been really good, and
Yeah.
then I still have like obviously moments, days, you know, even weeks, like shorter periods, but like overall, my body image is pretty positive because I've been working on that
And
and I've
that,
really
I mean,
built
that took a
that.
while to get to that
Yeah.
point, but I think both of us now have gone through that macro and micro negative body image and have worked to, individually kind of get to a positive place where we can. Only now we're kind of only experiencing that micro
Yeah,
level,
but
day-to-day changes.
it's kind of crazy when you look back. I think it starts so young because I remember like in middle school and stuff, I literally have a memory when we lived in Hong Kong in our apartment building, our closets were like full-length mirrors. And so I would just do like workouts in my room and my mirror and stuff, but it was always that like target inner thigh fat, target lower belly fat, because those were areas of my body that I thought, and I guess was like taught some way or another, wasn't good enough. So even though in that moment I didn't have like super negative body image, like you can see it stemming at such a young age. And I feel like with social media and things like that, it's just creeping younger and younger and
Yeah.
taking over people's lives at such a younger
I don't know what
age.
age, but I remember like this before we moved, so young, like doing ballet and you're in leotards and everyone
True.
is super tiny. And then, I mean, looking at pictures, like we're literally like six, like we're all so tiny. But in the moment, I felt like because I had muscle and other people were just super tiny, and all you're doing in ballet as you're growing, and I'm like 6 years old maybe, but you just look in the mirror and you're in a tight leotard and looking at other people like
Literally like
dance
baby
around the
pink, like you're
room
practically naked.
like full length mirror again. And that's my earliest memory of like being conscious
Yeah.
of that,
Like being conscious of how your body looks like compared to
which is
others and how
crazy
you think of it.
because what the fuck was that?
'Cause you're like 12 and you shouldn't have to think about that. But yeah, I think it starts younger and younger, and then I think it builds, you know, when you start to have those thoughts younger and it's not being corrected in any way and it's just being perpetuated, then it might build to a point where then you actually have like this period of time where you think really negatively. I think for a lot of
For
people,
like
it's probably really
longer
common
term.
like like right after your body changes, like after puberty or something, or like things like that, when you're maybe like in a newer body than you're used to, or like a mature body.
Early high school is when you become super duper conscious of that stuff. I mean, like middle school as well, but then early high school when you've gained life consciousness a little bit as well.
Yeah. And then I think like I didn't have a super negative, like consistent body image. I think until I like really started to focus on it and like define my self-worth in that way. I'd say, you know, we've talked about it before about how high school for us was like had really good times and then like some pretty negative times. And I think during those negative times, I focused on myself, but not in like a necessarily a positive self-growth way at certain times, but like I was just overly critical of myself and more of overly like, focused on myself. Because you weren't
able to control the external situation.
You had to control,
kind of turn to controlling your internal yourself.
Yeah, controlling like your body in the way that you looked, at least for me, was like a sense of I felt like I was able to take some control back in my life in a time where I didn't feel like I had that much control over external things or I wasn't that happy externally. And that's when I became like way more hyper-focused on what I looked like, defining my self-worth and like how small I was, how fit I looked and things like that. And the really ironic thing with that is
it has nothing to do with how you actually look.
Yeah, the smaller you get, the leaner you get, the things like that, like your body image doesn't change. It like doesn't become more positive, because I think when you're talking negatively to yourself and you're thinking those negative thoughts, it becomes a habit in your mind to immediately pick on your body and stuff, so that no matter what your body looks like, your brain is just hardwired to be negative. So I think it's almost a separate issue what you actually physically look entirely. Like versus what your mind is telling you and what your
because
body
at least
image
I know for me, in the moments where I was like controlling my body image, or at least trying to do that, I didn't realize what I'd actually like done until I was kind of out of it, and then like I would see a picture of myself and be like, that literally doesn't look like me.
Are you saying like during a time where you were way more controlling and maybe you got like really lean and small, you didn't even realize in that moment because your mind was still thinking negatively? Gotcha. And then again, like the more that you build those thought patterns and those habits of picking out the negative things, it's like the more your brain just becomes consumed by it. And not only are your thoughts like almost always negative about your body, but like it's just always
you don't
on
have
your
any
mind.
Other thoughts.
Yeah, it's just like becomes always on your mind. When like before you started caring so much or putting so much of your value in what you looked like it was something that you thought about constantly.
And you had value in your thoughts and you thought about a million different things during the day instead of just what you look like.
Yeah. So I think
at every single moment.
Yeah, I think that I guess the key to solving that, healing that, is one, to turn those negative thoughts about your body positive, but then also two, to just stop thinking about your body and what you look like so much. Right? Like, yeah, of course you're gonna like look in the mirror and you're gonna get ready for the day, you're gonna look at yourself and you want those thoughts in that time to be positive, but you also don't want it to be consuming your thoughts so much, because that can be just as problematic.
Even if it's positive, negative, like you're charging those thoughts and you're giving those thoughts value, when there's so many other, of course, like what you, your physical, your like raw physical appearance, that is, that makes up a part of you, but there's so many other parts of you that are equally, if not more, valuable altogether.
Yeah, so
I
like,
think if you are gonna think about what you look like, because
obviously
that's
we
a
do.
Part of life,
that's a part of life,
think about all the other stuff too. You got to give the other stuff some credit.
Yeah, so I guess the if you are someone who's struggling with negative body image right now, that there are probably two aspects to solving that and fixing that, and these things take time, right? Like I said, these are literally like habits that you've created in your mind, so it takes time. You're not just going to snap out of it overnight, and I think a lot of people get frustrated because it doesn't go straight from bad to good overnight. Like it's going to be kind of a hard process, because you're going to have good days and bad days and good moments and bad moments, but the process of switching those habits in your brain from thinking negatively of your body to thinking positively of it, and then also to stop just thinking about your body for mm-hmm. everything. You need to fill your thoughts and your time with other things. You need to find value in yourself and things that you love about yourself aside from your body. You also need to just have hobbies and interests and things that you're doing that consume your mind more than thinking about your body does, right. You know?
Because there's so much else you could be thinking about.
Exactly. I know when I was like, it's kind of crazy because I think about it a lot about how when I had more disordered tendencies with food and exercise, how honestly the way that I work out now is pretty much the same. And the way that I eat now is like, I still eat very healthy. It's definitely more balanced now. But my actions, quite honestly, have not drastically changed. It is fully my mindset that has changed.
And that allows you to bring in other parts of your life. Yeah,
because I remember during those times, it's like, yes, I was still doing my hour, an hour and a half workout like I'm doing now. But then the rest of my day would be thinking about that workout. Was it good? How good was it? What will I do tomorrow? Did I do enough? Blah, 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 blah. And now I still do that same workout, but my mind is able to then shut off and enjoy that part of my day and then
enjoy the other parts and then
enjoy
well.
All the other parts of the day as well. And like, I still eat healthy now, but I don't let it consume my thoughts. And I don't feel guilty if I think that I've done the wrong thing. And I don't like try to be so calculating, right? I think a lot of us have gone through that, is like, when you try to eat healthy, then there's this point where you can go over the top and it feels very calculated, you know?
Or if you do anything along those lines.
Yeah. So it's not always even the actions that need to change, but like, it's the change in the mindset around it. And so letting
exactly other then things it changes in. Like, once you change the intention of the actions, like,
mm-hmm.
number one, you're gonna get so much more out of it. You're gonna get so much more out of life, and it's just such a better experience, and you're not having that negative energy around you the entire time, right? Like, the actual workouts, the actual nutrition maybe didn't change significantly. Your entire life has changed because you've allowed other positive, valuable, supportive things to come into it. You know, you're not
mm-hmm.
overly absorbed with just your body image.
Right. And food and exercise are supposed to be really positive parts of your life. They are positive parts of your life, but when taken too far or when coming from a negative place, they can become really negative. So it's not like you need to take healthy food and you need to take exercise out of your life, but it's like you need to rewire where that's coming from. You need to rewire the thoughts around it. And so,
and I mean, obviously that's going to change, be like vary from person to person, but you don't need to completely, it's not all or nothing.
Mm-hmm. Part of that is knowing your why for things and having reasons for doing everything that you're doing that go beyond just your body. Because I think that when we're growing up and stuff, a lot of the time we hear about exercise and we hear about eating healthy only in the sense of like, that's how you're gonna have a good body, right? That's what we see in media. But that's also like, that's what we learned
from our parents. That's a whole different issue, but
yeah,
but that contributes a lot.
Yeah.
Like the adult generation
mm-hmm.
and their ideals that weren't fixed.
Right. From
and their uneducated selves.
Yeah.
Within this context.
Yeah. I mean, when we grow up, we hear it so much from adults. We hear it so much in the media, like, work out to get skinny, work out to look good.
Eat or like, healthy, oh, to I lose gotta go weight, work blah, out. Blah, blah. Like, you know, shut up.
You know, so it
shut up.
It
it's makes, not bad.
Yeah. So it makes sense that's kind of how we're wired to view those things, you know, just for our body. We only do them just to look a certain way. When you rewire that and you find all of these other reasons that you're working out, because it literally improves your mental health and gives you mental stability, because it makes your body right. not just look good, but also feel good and be healthy, right? I think we forget.
First and foremost, yeah. It makes you feel good.
Yeah. I think we forget that, like, health is not just what your body looks like, but it's literally the health of your body, you know, like
in every it is single like aspect.
Physically the health of your body, like your mental and physical health goes so far beyond what you look like and sometimes are not even correlated with what you look like.
A lot of the times they're
not. A lot of the time they're not.
Like, I So I saw the TikTok once, and it was about this guy, and it was like a comment response. He was a bodybuilder, and someone was like, teach me how to be healthy. And his response was, he's super lean, super muscular, absolutely ripped. And he was like, I am the least healthy person ever. Like, all I know is protein. Like, I don't eat nutrients. Like, he's, right. I don't do cardio. Like, that's not health.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's so many different factors to it.
I think people can get so caught up in fitness to make you look a certain way that you mm-hmm. forget what it means but to actually be healthy. You know what?
Those are the people who don't stick with it, and those people don't get the benefits of it. Changing your intentions, you're going to get so much more out of it. And guess what? Honestly, if you do change your intentions to want to feel good and look good in the sense of confidence and feeling strong rather than simply your raw body image, your body's going to end up looking so much better because you're going to stick to it and you're going to do it well and you're going to do it right for you and your body. And you're going to get so much more out of it in every single aspect than if you remain with the singular intention of changing your body.
Yeah, if your only goal is to fit some beauty standard of your body, especially when genetically it might not even be in the cards for you, because we actually literally all have a set point of our body based on our bone structure, based on our genetics, and like the set point of what our weight is, that if you're just chasing some dream body and you never get there or you don't get there overnight, then you're gonna get frustrated, you're gonna think you're failing, you're gonna start dreading your workouts, it's all gonna start coming from a place of negativity. Versus if your workouts are adding so much to your life because they make you feel proud, they make you feel strong, they make you feel aligned energized and confident in your body and energized and like mentally stable and also add routine to your day. I think that's really underrated, that like working out during the day can really like add routine to your day and mm-hmm. just like get you on the right track for the rest of your day. If you start seeing all of those other reasons come into together. Play, then you're actually going to stick with it and you're going to make this a lifestyle.
And you're going to get further than if you didn't have the right intention.
And it's going to improve your body image because you are going to feel so proud of yourself for staying consistent, for right. like doing this and honoring your body and making your body healthy.
The reason I have a positive body image now is not because my body genuinely looks better, which I believe I look stronger, and in my book, that makes me look better.
Sometimes I look back at pictures, and I'm like, I looked better at this period of my life, but
I didn't feel good.
Right.
And I didn't feel good, and I wasn't, like, it doesn't matter. But the reason that body image doesn't, like, consume my thoughts, and the reason that it's not negative 100% of the time is because of all those other reasons. Because I'm too busy feeling strong and confident and energized and like I am in control of my body and like I do have power over my mindset and I'm all of these things. I'm too busy thinking and feeling all of those things to be consumed with negative body image.
And you're also too busy doing other things in your life that make you happy and feel fulfilled other than just what you look like, right? Like your right, career, once you school, start to get out of your that, interest in your friends.
That's not even a thought, a prevalent thought all the time.
Right. The more you fill your brain
and
with
these other... And if it is, it's there for like 2 seconds and I'm like, that's stupid. Let's move on.
The more you fill your life with these other things that fulfill you, the less space you have to just think about your body and exactly. find worth in your body.
And you can intentionally put yourself in that kind of zone where you're giving more energy to all the other things and less energy to just mm-hmm. your body image. But as you continue to do that and be intentional about that, it becomes so natural. It becomes so second nature to you that it's just how you are. Eventually, mm-hmm. it'll be just how you are.
I'm not going to lie and say that nothing ever has anything to do with our bodies, because that's not true. It feels good to feel healthy, to feel strong, to feel aligned with your body. You know, we all want to feel like that. But that doesn't come from having the quote-unquote perfect body. That comes from being good to your body, nourishing it with good food, strengthening it with movement, and speaking positively about it. So what does that look like to change that mindset and to start speaking positively to yourself and feeling good and feeling this way.
Step one is just the mental switch. You know, even if you don't believe it right now, like, tell yourself, I'm going to work out. I'm going to focus on how I feel in that workout, after that workout. You know, I'm going to put a positive spin, look at this from a positive angle, and actively force those negative body image thoughts out of your mind. Give them no energy.
Yeah. It's easier said than done. Right. But like, fake you, it till you have it. To actively take that negative thought when it comes, and you need to replace it immediately with a good one. Even if you don't believe it, right? Because it takes time to rewire your brain to actually believe these things.
Right. Say, shut up. Say it to yourself. I'm literally so hot.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Tell yourself, like, the more that you tell yourself that you look good, that you look beautiful, that your body is strong and capable, then you're going to actually start to believe it. But it takes you having that negative thought and then immediately pushing it out of your brain and filling it with a positive one. Also, look for the times where you most feel this negative body image coming. Maybe it's like when you wear a certain type of thing, you always feel negative. Then don't wear that, you know? Like, don't do everything you can not to put yourself in situations that you know make you feel negative about yourself, right?
Maybe it's around people.
Maybe there are certain people.
Maybe their conversation always goes to body image. That is a question that we'll get into. But other people and their, you know, comments, opinions on all of that stuff, that makes you get in your head about your own thoughts about body image.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If there are people like that, don't hang out with them. Yeah. Don't give them energy or value.
If there are people online who every time unfollow you see
people,
them,
block people, come no up, one cares.
It makes you feel bad about yourself. Unfollow them, right? Because
I don't care if they're your cousin. Mute them.
Right? We have control to some extent, to more of an extent than I think we think we do, about what we see on the internet. And if there is someone who every time they come up in your feed, you're like, oh, I wish I looked like them, and then it makes you feel bad about yourself. Yeah. Literally unfollow them, because there are a lot of people out there, like, honestly
promoting negative body image in like a backhanded way, you know. There, I can name so many people that do that.
There are a lot of people on the internet who literally provide no value, and they just want people to tell them that they're hot, and they want people to tell them, like, I'm sorry, we have all scrolled through TikTok and we've seen a girl doing a dance, and
or guys just doing a dance.
Right. Yeah. Literally guys someone too. Doing a dance. Just fishing for compliments. And the comments are flooded by people saying, like, I wish I looked like you. How do I have your body?
If they're, like, hot, that's not great. But, like, you're a different person.
Toxic comments. Right. Like, sometimes there's comments of people being like, oh, I guess I'm not having dinner tonight. Like, oh, I guess I have to go work out now. Blah, blah, blah.
Right. It is entirely their right to look hot and post on the internet.
Right.
You in the comments saying, oh, closing this, like, bag of whatever, or on my way to work out, or, like, shut up with the drop the ab routine.
Oh my god, that's actually
shut up with the drop the ab routine.
People look at, like, any attractive person and they're like, what's your workout routine? When there are actual qualified people who will, like, help you find a workout routine that's actually going to be, like, effective and good for you. That's besides
the point, though. That is the funniest thing ever. It's someone who, like, is not anywhere in the fitness space. They don't post anything, and just because someone likes their body on a TikTok, everyone's in the comments like, oh my god, drop your workout routine,
because,
like,
you can do the same
that's
workout
not gonna
routine.
Help you look like that.
You can do the same that's workout not how it routine works. As someone else. You can eat the exact same as somebody else, but you can only possibly look like the best version of you.
Your internal self on your best external self is going to look so much better than your internal self on whoever's TikTok you just liked, external body. It's not going to fit, because there's so much more that goes into how you look and your physical appearance than just your body. Like, it's your energy. It's how you walk and talk, in the words and little phrases you use, or little, like, facial expressions you use. That's what people pick up on. No one is looking you up and down and examining your body and being like, looking a little bloated today. No one sees that. No one cares, right? Someone cares about, like, the positive energy and aura and, like, everything that you give off. There's so much more than just how you look.
That's another mindset switch that can be really beneficial if you're going through this and you're trying to improve it, is to stop trying to copy somebody else and be like a carbon copy of someone else. Stop trying to be Kendall Jenner or Gigi Hadid and whoever is your body goals, and instead focus on being the best version of you, because that's actually attainable. You should be your own goals, and you should just work on evolving yourself and being the best version of you, because you're never going to be anybody else in any capacity, physically, mentally, socially. You are not somebody else. You are you.
If you woke up in Kendall Jenner's body, I promise you can find problems with that too, and you'd want to wake up in someone else's body the next day. Like, everyone goes through this, no matter who you are.
So stop trying to be someone else.
So stop trying to be someone else.
And just try to be the best version of you. Because truly, like, you... That's the whole thing. Like, you can't be someone else. So the sooner that you accept that and accept, like, I'm not going to be someone else, I am me. And you just start loving yourself and you start just trying to evolve yourself and be the best version of yourself. Like, that is the key, and that's what's going to actually be really fulfilling and positive for you, because you're not chasing this unrealistic thing. You are just trying to give yourself the most love and positive energy and all of these things that you can give yourself.
So true.
So true. So that's kind of about, like, having these more long-term periods of feeling down on yourself, feeling overly focused on your body image. And even though Catherine and I have both grown out of that and have luckily, like, not experienced that long-term period in a long time, we definitely both have,
like, day-to-day
moments every day or days or weeks when we feel more negative. And sometimes when I experience that is if I'm really inactive and I feel sluggish, then sometimes I have bad body image because I just feel, like, bleh, sluggish, you know? If I've overeaten or if I've eaten something that is typically unhealthy and then my brain is, like, trying to feel guilty about it, I immediately will, like, feel negatively towards my body. If, you know, I'm taking a picture or filming a TikTok and I don't like what I see immediately, the lighting's not working, something's not working, you know, that can make you feel really down on yourself immediately. I know it's also, like...
But also, I think, of course, like, absolutely, I experience all of that. But I think also growing out of that, like, all-consuming negative body image has made me give those moments, although they're absolutely still there. Like, if I take a picture in bad lighting or, like, I walk down the stairs and we have a mirror at the bottom of the stairs, I'm like, oh, that's not looking very cute as I walk down the stairs. I'll think that thought, but as soon as I move on from the action, like, the thoughts out of my head, I don't continue it and I don't let it stay with me.
Like, you've gotten a lot better at, like, moving on, throwing that
thought
away.
Yeah, I've separated the, like, action and the feeling,
right?
If that makes sense. And I've gotten better at doing that.
If you take pictures and you look at it and you don't like what you see,
it's the craziest thing. Delete them.
Like, delete the pictures. Don't look at the pictures, right? Because if it's making you feel negative, don't look at them. If you look at yourself in the mirror and you're starting to have negative thoughts, literally
leave the mirror.
Or, like, put a hoodie on if you don't like the outfit that you're wearing or something, you know? Like, just don't do everything you can not to perpetuate that.
Right. Don't feed into it. Don't allow yourself to continue it and let those thoughts take over.
And if you're someone who, you know, has negative body image after you've, like, overeaten or eaten something more unhealthy, like I was saying, and your brain, like, goes to this guilty state, something that's really helped me is just educating myself about nutrition so that I actually understand it. Because I think when we don't, we see healthy, unhealthy as, like, black and white. And so if you, you know, eat a cupcake or you eat a slice of pizza, all of a sudden you're, like, unhealthy. But then when you understand, like, nutrition as a whole in the bigger picture, you realize that those things are just fractions of your overall life and that they don't actually make a difference. And it helps you actually, like, enjoy it when you have those things and do those things and take away the guilt from it when you, like, actually understand nutrition and you understand, like...
Once again, educating yourself helps you get to a better point.
Right? You're like, this cupcake really means nothing long term because 80%
cupcakes
of the time
aren't bad. She's just using an example.
Right. Because like 80% of the time I'm giving myself nutritious whole foods, right? And also, the more that you challenge those things and realize that like the world didn't end, nothing really went wrong, your body didn't actually change, then the more you become comfortable with that, you know?
Exactly.
I think if you're used to eating a really strict diet and you're kind of going through something like that and you're maybe scared of certain foods or scared of certain feelings with that, the more that you do it and then see like, oh, my body didn't actually change from this one thing.
The less weight and control it's going to have over you.
Yeah, then you're going to get more comfortable with that. But I think for me currently, like the most common time when I have negative body image is when I am stressed or anxious or overworked and my
something
brain
else
is
going
just
wrong.
Like dead, you know?
It's not about your body.
Right. When I'm like anxious for some other reason or if I've like really overworked myself and my brain is fried, like that is when I immediately go to negative body image and I've...
Because you're just looking for anything
at
that point.
Yeah. I've really recognized with that it's easy when you're experiencing any sort of discomfort or anxiety in any way to just blame it on your body and on how you look. You know, it almost feels like an easy way out and like a quick place for your brain to go. But it's not actually the problem. Like, your body is not actually the problem. And understanding what the root of what you are feeling is the key. Because finding that root will help you take the focus off of your body, stop the spiral of this negative body image, stop any behaviors that might lead to, and then help you actually identify and solve the real problem.
Mm-hmm.
So if I know that I'm like super overworked, then maybe I just need to like take the day off, take a break, get some fresh air, like let my mind chill, that kind of thing, and like calm myself down. If I'm feeling really anxious about something, then instead of just perpetuating it by like feeling this negative body image and all of that, then stepping back and saying, okay, why am I feeling this way? And then attacking the root of the problem instead is
right.
Always the way to go,
because
there always is a
root
to the problem. Even when I had that like longer period of
negative
more disordered negative thoughts, it was the root was not
something
in my
else.
Body. The root was that I was feeling like I didn't have much control in my life and I was trying to take some control, right? Like, there is always a root to it that is not your body. Your body's not usually
your body's
the problem.
Fine. Unless your doctor's telling you it's not, it's fine. And a lot of this, of course, comes from social media. You know, moving into a negative body image a lot of the times is either driven or perpetuated by what you see on social media. That said, a lot of, you know, more positive body image outlooks are also driven by people promoting positive body image and good ways to cope with that on social media. And I think there is a balance with that. You know, you see a lot of people that don't believe that you can have health and fitness and nutrition and maintain like
a positive mindset,
a neutral
and good
positive body,
body
mindset around all of that. But I think that is absolutely not true. As you're doing that, you should be educating yourself and empowering yourself in that space. Continue to work out, but like we said, different intentions with it.
Right.
To eat healthy foods, fuel your body, nutritious foods, balanced foods. Learn all about that in episode five. But there's something so empowering and, you know, motivating and positive about that. You don't need to throw everything out the window.
Right. I think those shifts...
There's a different mindset and intention that you can take with it, and it's so beneficial.
I think those shifts are from, I have to restrict food and blah, blah, blah to look a certain way to, I get to nourish my body with good foods, balanced foods, to feel great and feel aligned with my body and honor my body. From, I have to work out because that's what's going to make me look a certain way and lose weight, you know, to I am going to work out because that is how to make my body physically strong. That's how to make me physically healthy. That's how to make me feel good. It's those mindset shifts. And then it's also shifting the mindset around your body from, I need to look like this certain beauty standard, to I want to look like the best version of myself. Because this doesn't mean that you can't strive to feel like, to have a different body. This doesn't mean that you can't strive to not look fitter, feel fitter. But it's about being it's that fit, healthy version of you.
Right.
Not this standard or something that you see on social media, not this other person, not I'm gonna put myself through hell to look like this other person and then feel negative when I can't, but I want to look and feel like the fittest, healthiest version of me. So you can still strive towards these fitness goals, right? I think, like, in Katham was getting at before, there's this fine line where it's like, can you preach positive body image and health and fitness at the same time?
Yes, absolutely. You should.
And yes,
they go hand in hand.
Because it's that mindset shift from health and fitness to look like this beauty standard of someone else, or health and fitness to look and feel like the best version of me. And because you deserve to feel healthy, feel aligned with your body. And aligned with your body is like a term that I really like, because when I was at my leanest, I didn't really feel aligned with my body. I felt uncomfortable in that body. But then when I don't feel very fit, I also don't really feel aligned with that body.
You don't
feel
strong.
So it's about the body that makes you feel healthy and strong and, like, aligned with yourself. The one that you can feel proud of, which there's no cookie cutter way to do that. It's just what you feel aligned with.
Welcome to the Double Take. So many questions for you guys today.
Yeah,
you guys many questions from you guys today, actually. Like, you guys asked such good ones. And a lot of them touched on the same topics. So I'm pretty sure we answered everyone's question in this.
Yeah, whether it was, like, something that we answered just through a conversation before, or the questions that we're about to get into with the Double Take.
So buckle up, because we're going through a lot right here. But they're actually super interesting. Question one. Why do I have the best body image days one day, and the next I think I look horrible? Like we said, it's not really about what you look like in that situation. When you're thinking about the extremes with this, you know, you think you're the absolute hottest thing to walk this earth, and as you should. And then the next day you think you look like the worst thing to ever walk the planet Earth.
And not overnight, true. Your body
you
is
not
completely
change overnight. That is so not true. And it's probably not what you look like. Or it's just how life goes. There are ups and downs, and that is totally okay. But I'm going to tell you, the right version of yourself is that first version. So just go with that.
Well, it's probably rooted in something else as well, like we were saying before.
It's not really about what you look like in that scenario.
Find the root of it. Are you feeling anxious about something else? Is something else upsetting you? Are you just, for whatever reason, talking negatively about yourself today and you need to push those thoughts away and then move on? Right? Figure out what that thing is, because your body didn't change overnight, but it's completely normal for your outlook on yourself to fluctuate day to day, but it's usually based on other things.
I think this one is so interesting. It says, I'm also a twin. How do you not compare your body to your sister's? And I thought that was so interesting, because we really don't do that.
Yeah, I think somehow we've been lucky that that's, like, never been a part of our mindsets. That's never been something for us. I think, like, also being fraternal twins.
Yeah. Being identical, that would be
Maybe make it hit harder, yeah. But we've always been different enough that
we're super similar. If you like know us, I think we notice the similarities, but we also know that our body types and structures are just different enough that they're kind of incomparable to the very, like, nitty-gritty specifics.
I would say, like, I've always had a bit more of a narrow body, wherein Catherine has, like, a little bit wider hips and stuff. Right. Like, our bone structures share a lot are of clothes, a bit different.
And we can typically share everything, but some things look better on one of us than the other just because of those slight differences in our, like, body structure.
Yeah, but I guess because we've always recognized that, like, our bone structures are a little bit different, it's kind of a good thing because we don't have this direct comparison with each other. At the same time, we also are very similar sized, yeah, relatively, so there's also not, like, a huge comparison to be had. I think do your best, like, if you are a twin and you're experiencing this, or maybe it's, like, with an older sibling or something, it's valid. But it also is going to make your relationship with them, like, a little bit toxic and stuff if you're constantly comparing. Like, you don't want to have a person in your life who you're constantly comparing yourself to. So try your best to get away from that. And I think that's something where, like, our parents were really good, I think, probably at not ever really putting us in competition with each other. It was just never part of, like, us growing up, like, comparing ourselves to each other that much. So I guess it's just never really been rooted in us to have this strong comparison. But if you do with a sibling, I think to really try to find those differences between you and your uniqueness.
Those differences are what make you who you are and make you a distinct person compared to whoever you're comparing yourself to, a sister, a twin, whatever it is. So value that.
This question is, how do you love your own body and not compare to others? Which I think is really similar to what we were getting into with the last one. Yeah,
basically very similar. I think it's important to admire and value other people's beauty. You know, seeing the beauty in other people, I think that helps you to see the beauty in yourself and, like, in just, like, the world around you. I think that's an important thing to do. At the same time, that is not a means for comparison, right? You can admire infinitely other people without comparing it to yourself.
Somebody else's beauty is not your lack of beauty.
If you like someone's eyes, like, their same eyes on your face wouldn't fit. You know what I mean? Same thing with if you put yourself in someone else's body. Like, does it align? No, it's not gonna. Someone is probably looking at you and thinking the exact same things and admiring your beauty as well.
Well, I'm saying that, like, literally everyone is beautiful in their own way. Like, I truly think that everyone is beautiful, and somebody else's beauty is not your lack of beauty, right? Everyone can be beautiful, and everyone can That's be beautiful in their own ways. So when you see somebody else and you say, wow, that person's beautiful, so stop your thought there, right? Stop your thought there. Don't say, wow, that person's beautiful, if only I looked like her.
Right.
Just say, wow,
admiration.
She's beautiful. Absolutely. So am I in my own unique, different way.
If you think it, you can even say it to them.
Right.
But they love the compliment. But stop that thought before it turns, why don't I look like that?
Yeah.
Before it turns to you. Because someone's looking at you and saying the same exact thing.
Yeah. So I think to not compare yourself is to realize just that you can think that somebody else is pretty, think that you like somebody else's body without immediately saying, and because of that, mine is not good enough, and because of that, I'm not pretty. Because that's not true. Say, wow, that person's really pretty, and so am I for these reasons, you know? Because you're beautiful too. We all be.
How do you deal with others' comments on strangers' bodies? So this could be friends, it could be
family, anyone,
parents,
around you.
Anyone around you. And it's so common. I feel like that's so many people's defaults, is if someone, like, walks by, like, a genuinely random stranger, or if your friends are, like, talking shit about your other friends.
Or, like, someone on the TV, you comment on what they look like, right, or what they're wearing, or something like that.
It's such a natural thing for people to do, and I hate it. And I, like, if it's someone I'm close enough with and comfortable with, like, absolutely I'm gonna call them out on it. Not call them out, but I'm just gonna be like, let's not do that.
Sometimes, so here are a few things you can do. If you're really comfortable, like, saying it to that person, be like,
tell them why.
Like, can you stop commenting on that person's body? Or question them. If they say, like, ooh, she looks so bad in that.
Oh, that's such, that, oh my god, that's my favorite thing to do. If people are trying to bitch about dumb stuff, just be like,
why?
What? Like, why?
Right, make them seem almost dumb.
Be like, I never thought about that. I didn't see it that way.
I think a lot of the time people, like, won't stand
it's
up
not,
to those
right.
things, and so they're not expecting someone to question them. If someone's like, oh my god, like, that person.
Because they just, all they're doing is they're trying to either get a reaction out of you or it's their own little issue.
Right? If somebody says, like, oh, that person looks so awful, just, like, look at them like, all dumbfounded and be like why? And make them explain it. And then they're going to look like an idiot explaining why that person looks awful. So bad, you know?
Because they can't find anything.
If they're like, oh my, like, if you're in public and they're like, oh my God, like, they should not be wearing that. You know, they're, like, commenting on, like, how certain clothes look on someone. Why?
Why?
Make them explain it, right? That'll make them look horrible.
They won't explain it.
If somebody is doing that constantly, that's their go-to. Like, that's just, like, what they do. And you've, like, tried these things. That's when you should, like, actually then, like, talk to them and don't hang out with them. Yeah. Though. Like, if it's not a family member and it's, like, just a if you can, and it's all negative and you're welcome to. Bye.
But if it's, like, a family member or someone that, you know, is in it for the long haul, question. You can talk to them. Can tell them that you don't like that.
Ask them, right? Are you projecting your own insecurities right now?
Your own insecurities?
Wait. You think her clothes look bad on her? Do you think maybe your clothes look bad on you? Like, are you just projecting? Do you want to change your outfit?
No. Go upstairs. Like, I'll wait. Take your time.
Yeah, because usually it is projecting. If someone's always commenting on other people's bodies, that literally is them trying to find security with feeling uncomfortable in their own body.
So true.
So at the same time, if you catch yourself always having those thoughts about other people, try to stop those as well. Because it's just perpetuating that thought in your mind that people's values are in solely what they look like. And that's not true. So if you're finding yourself thinking about that about other people, try to stop those thoughts because it's going to affect how you think about yourself.
I can't find clothes that highlight my body type. Do you have tips? Where will you feel comfortable and confident in? Like, I'm not a fashion person. I
enough can't tell to know, you like, enough to exactly know, like, how to style for your specific body type.
If your torso is long, wear a scarf. Like, I don't know how that works. But where would you feel comfortable in? Where would you feel confident in? Because that's how you're going to most, again, like, be aligned with yourself and be able to have a good experience, whether it's, like, going out to dinner or to the gym or literally anything. That's how you're going to get the most out of whatever you're doing, is if you're comfortable doing it.
Mm-hmm. I listened to Emma Chamberlain's podcast last week, an episode that she just put out about fashion advice, and there was something she said about, like, going, like, when she goes out to parties in LA and stuff, she's like, a lot of girls feel more comfortable at those events when they're showing more skin and stuff like that, and she was like, I feel wildly uncomfortable like that. If I do that, then I feel uncomfortable the whole time and I can't be myself. And so she's like, I have found how I dress that just makes me feel comfortable enough that I'm not thinking about what I'm wearing or what I look like and I can just be myself. So I think that's the key. Find the things that make you feel comfortable enough in what you're wearing that you're not even thinking about it and you can just, like, be yourself without thinking about what you're wearing. Because if you're wearing something that is, like, maybe super skin showy and that makes you uncomfortable, you're gonna be all caught up in that. On,
oh, how does this clothes fit? Or if you're more comfortable showing some skin and you're wearing a super, super conservative, like, everything is covered
and it doesn't feel like you, and you're gonna feel like you're gonna feel enclosed by the
right, like, wear what is comfortable for you and rock it, and you're good to go. How to stop body dysmorphia. First things first, body dysmorphia, I feel, has become such a general term. And I think in a lot of cases, people just mean really bad body image. And I say this because, little stat here, the International OCD Foundation, OCD and body dysmorphia are closely linked, did a study and only around 2% of people actually have body dysmorphia as a mental health condition. Not to say that similar mindsets and perceptions of your body are not severe and valid. Just a poor body image does not always equate to body dysmorphia. And I say that because body dysmorphia as a mental health disorder affecting neurocognitive function may not be eased to the fullest extent with the advice from this episode. Right, so it's just to clear up body dysmorphia and severe body image. Very distinct, different things. Like we said with this episode, with your body image, it's going to take time and energy and effort in order to change it into a more positive light. And that's done by so many different things. Step one is just changing your mindset.
Like intentionally changing those thoughts.
Changing those thoughts. And as you continue to do that and put effort into it, it's going to become a lot easier.
Filling your life with things of other value.
Right. And then if you are experiencing negative body image in the moment, do what is going to help you in that moment to kind of get through that.
Also, I think there's a lot to talking to someone about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because, I mean, as you guys know, and Catherine and I just spoke on our experience. People, and like we said in the beginning, there's like a legitimate statistic that 90% of people have experienced negative body image. So somebody that you trust in your life, just tell them how you're feeling, because 90% of people are going to be able to relate, and it's going to make you feel a lot better more when you can talk through that. It's going to help you.
Right. And then similarly, this question says, is it true that you get body dysmorphia from the gym? I'm afraid I'll slip back into bad body image issues from the past. So again, body image issues. To answer your question, no, that is not the case. You will not gain a lesser ideal of your body by going to the gym. After you get really into the gym, I think, you know, not just by starting, I do think you become more aware of your body and its strength and, you know, how it feels, how you feel. And I think
because that's the gym good thing. Does change your body.
It does change your body,
way, right?
Absolutely. So in a good way, you'll get stronger, you know, mentally and physically. And part of that is when you are moving your body and you're with your body, you know, you're spending significantly more time doing things like that, you do become more aware of your body, not necessarily in a bad way. You know, the stronger you get, the more you see, the more you're capable of in the gym, the more confident you are, and the better you feel about yourself. Even if you are more aware of your body from working out and from going to the gym, it's not always a bad thing. It doesn't always have negative roots. You know, I see my body very positively now, and I attribute that to working out, gaining that mental and physical strength and confidence.
I think maybe that idea that, like, the gym is going to give you body dysmorphia, which, like, and Catherine said, maybe you mean the gym is going to give you negative body image, is because, I mean, the gym does change your body. Working out does change your body, and so it's going to make you, like, more aware of that. But, like we have always said, if you keep everything in more of a positive mindset and you keep everything rooted in positive things...
Going to the gym is not inherently going to give you a bad body.
Then it's going to make you feel more positive about your body.
Absolutely. Are you insecure with any part of your body? Just like, you know, positive and negative body image, I've had times in my life where I've been super insecure. And of course, everyone has insecurities. But I've grown to not attach emotions or value to them. You know, even though, of course, I have insecurities, they aren't prevalent in my thoughts and they don't take up mental energy. I think I would describe it as, like, I've grown to be so comfortable myself that my insecurities are just neutral now.
Like, you still have bad feelings and bad moments, but you don't have pinpointed,
like, if you were to say, if you were to ask me if I have any insecurities, I could probably list some. But I don't think about
them
all the
time. They're not so prevalent in your life.
Right. And, I mean, I've just grown comfortable enough in myself that they have kind of gone away.
Yeah. And if they come, they come for moments at a time.
Exactly. Just like body image.
I think... having insecurities with specific parts of my body, like, doesn't really happen anymore. I know when I was younger, the go-tos are kind of, like, legs. Like, in Catherine and I have always been, like, had more athletic bodies and stronger bodies. And so when I was younger, like, I had stronger legs. And I think that became, like, a little bit of an insecurity because I would compare myself to other girls around me who...
had no muscle mass had, at age 11.
Yeah, didn't have as much muscle in their legs or, like, had thigh gaps, you know? It's like, we thought that, like, you had to have a thigh gap, but... as I've grown to, like, understand my body more and taken that mindset shift of, like, I want to have my best body, not somebody else's, then it takes away those insecurities because I'm like, no, it's literally not in my cards to have a thigh gap ever. So, like, why would I be striving for that? And why would I make that an insecurity of mine when it's something that's literally not possible for me, right? That's just setting myself up for failure. And so the more that you understand, that, like, it's about having your best body and that genetics plays such a role in it and that there's not just one standard for this perfect body that you should be striving after, that really helps you to get rid of any of those specific insecurities. And also finding reasons to love those parts of your body that you might be insecure about, because, you know, just like anything else, if you take that negative thought and if you can actively throw it away and replace it with a positive one, then you're eventually going to rewire your brain to just always think positively about that thing.
How long does it take to be fully confident? Some days I feel so hot and some days I hate my body image. Being fully confident means even on those lower days, you still know who you are. You tell yourself you're hot, even if maybe you don't feel that way. And you accept that some days are going to be different. You know, as you keep doing this, it will get easier and maybe even less frequent that you have those, you know, bad body image days, bad feelings. But it's a part of life that things are going to go up and down, and that's okay. You know, how long does it take to be fully confident?
Never.
That's such a hard, no one is 100% and also confident in
every moment of their life.
Right.
I don't think anyone is 100% confident at any moment, in every single moment of
their
life.
No, but confidence is about even in those moments when you aren't confident, you tell yourself you are.
Yeah.
And you get through
it. It's true. That's true. I think.
And there is no defining moment of like, in 2 weeks' time, you will be confident.
Yeah.
It just gradually happens and it becomes who you are and you're going to grow and evolve into that. Be patient and you'll get there, but know that even when you are, quote unquote, fully confident, some days you're going to feel super hot and some days you're going to hate it.
And I like what
you're still going to feel that way to a lesser extent and frequency, and it's going to hold less power over you when you do.
I like what you just said, that being confident is not about never having a negative thought about yourself, but it's about when those negative thoughts do come, it's just for a moment. You don't hold any value in them and you're able to move past them and throw them away a lot faster. And that takes time because it's literally about rewiring your thoughts and the habits of your brain and literally your perspective. Like, you're changing your perspective in the way you think. That doesn't happen overnight. So you need to do it one day at a time, one step at a time, and fake it till you make it. Because the more tell yourself something, even if you don't believe it, if you start telling yourself something, your brain is going to get used to you saying that. It's going to get used to thinking that. And then eventually, it's going to just be what you think. So there's a lot of faking it until you make it and just telling yourself things until eventually you believe them and they're true and you'll get there.
With all of that,
I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I really hope that you got something from it and it helped you no matter what you're going through right now.
Or that it was just nice to listen to.
Yes. I also think this is a great episode that if you know someone in your life or a friend or anyone that you think could benefit from this and hear the same advice, send this to a friend. Because I think that, you know, like we said, 90% of people have gone through this. And I don't think that we all talk about it or relate about it as much as we could. And I think that talking about it with other people and saying, wait, you feel this way sometimes too, could be really helpful. So, you know, send this episode to a friend or just open up the conversation with a friend, you know, talk about it. And I think that that'll really help you grow and build on that. So with that, make sure you're following us on Instagram and TikTok at Caroline Kinnean, adding Catherine Kinnean.
Or linked below.
And at Girls With Goals Pod on Instagram. And next week is the start of Podmas.
I'm so excited.
So you guys have to make sure that you're all caught up on episodes and you're ready to tune in next week. Because starting next Monday,
we have the 13th of December. You.
It's going to be the 12 days of Podmas, like the 12 days of Christmas. And on the 12th day of Christmas, Girls With Goals gave to me something.
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 Because we're doing giveaways for 12 days straight, starting next Monday up until Christmas. So you guys do not want to miss it. It's going to be mini episodes with giveaways every one of those 12 days. So get yourself all caught up, ready for next Monday, and we'll see you then.
Bye.